Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rick Lepsinger coming back on the show today. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of On Point Consulting, co-author of a number of books, including Problem Solve, Flexible Leadership, Virtual Team Success, Closing the Execution Gap. I think that's his new one. He's our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Is that the new one, Closing the Execution Gap?
Yeah, Closing the Execution Gap is a little newer, though. Virtual Team Success, they came out pretty close together.
Yeah, there you go. So let's talk about this research that you've been conducting.
Yeah, well, for a number of years, we've been interested in what do effective leaders do when they try to gain commitment of others, especially when you don't have any authority over them. How do you change people's behavior? How do you change their point of view?
Right.
So we've done a lot of work in this area of influencing. Kind of a subset of that, we wanted to see if there was any difference between how men and women use influence in the workplace. And we found some interesting, we actually found some, a lot of similarities, but we did find some meaningful differences also.
And when you say influence, I know that sounds like it's intuitive, but it might not be. Tell us what you mean.
Yeah, no, actually, it's a good question. It's worth defining. Influencing is when we try to change someone's behavior or change their point of view, their attitude, their perspective, sort of adopt our point
sell.
Of view.
You're trying to sell them.
Well, but yes.
Professional salespeople are trying to influence customers. And so you've got a boss, and you've come up with an idea. You want the company to go with you. Try to influence the boss.
Yeah, absolutely.
The boss has this consultant named Rick Lepsinger who's coming in there wanting to make some changes, and he wants you to help him influence his people.
Right. Influencing is an important component of both, like, the sales cycle and negotiation. Influence is a key part of that.
Right, right.
The key to influence is that you're accomplishing that outcome without the person feeling coerced.
Right.
Without the person feeling directed and help in a way that meets their needs as well.
Right.
That's really what differentiates influencing from what you might consider to be more manipulation
right.
or deceitful behavior.
Right, exactly. All right, so let's talk about that. The research was on more than a couple hundred leaders.
Yeah, we took a look
close,
at...
Split pretty like, close between men and women.
Yeah, there were like 223 leaders, split pretty evenly between men and women.
Right.
And we focused on four primary influence behaviors. Reasoning, which is the use of logic and facts. Inspiring, which is an appeal to values and beliefs. Consulting, which is involving people in the decision process and using their input to shape your idea. And collaborating, which is reducing the difficulty of people complying. And we found that when it comes to reasoning and collaborating, men and women tend to use that influence behavior just about the same.
Interesting.
The biggest difference was in inspiring and consulting.
Reasoning and consulting. What did you say, reasoning and what?
Collaborating, which
yeah.
is reducing the difficulty
right.
of compliance.
Were you surprised?
Well, a little bit, because if you go by the gender stereotype, women use a more, collaborative approach, and men are more task-oriented.
Right.
It was a little bit surprising to see that women are just as task-oriented as men might be.
They're just as likely to use reasoning, and men are just as likely to use collaboration. That is kind of a shock, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a little bit different than the stereotype. I mean, again, stereotypes are always difficult
right.
because we generalize.
But they're fun. But stereotypes
group.
Are fun, Rick.
Well, and it's also how we make sense of the world
right.
by generalizing to large groups. It's how
our,
we make
our
sense.
Paradigms, exactly. Yeah.
It's how we make
but
sense.
But there's so
the
much.
World.
It's like sarcasm. It's so much fun.
Right, anyway. And only some people get it. That's
right. That's true. That's true. Right. Especially my sarcasm sometimes. So that was breaking news, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was definitely a little bit different, and it also gets at effectiveness in the workplace. So when you start to, you know, advise, although again, you know, there's that perception, you know, when women are assertive and direct, they're perceived to be a little harsher than when men do it.
Right.
So when men and women do the same behavior, they're perceived differently. And that may be one of the reasons why women do tend to use some of what we would call the more softer or
the collaborative, intuitive kind of stuff. Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Rick. I need your website, please.
It's On Point Consulting, LLC.
Rick Lepsinger, and I will be right back, folks. It's 20 till. Here's Steve Miller. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.